Hello there. Welcome to M3 Minutes, where you'll learn something new every minute. And today we're going to go into my favorite area of diving deep into the latest trends and challenges shaping the hospitality industry. I am Parag Doshi, Chief Technology Officer of M3, and we're going to talk about the top five challenges facing hoteliers in 2025. Whether it's workforce shortages to HR automation, we're going to cover key issues and explore strategies that will help hoteliers navigate them successfully. Now, here with me, I'd like to introduce Mary and Tim from Innova Payroll. And before we dive in, I'd like to learn more about both of you. Okay. Why don't you start, Mary?
All right. Well, I'm Mary Leverage, and I'm with Innova Payroll. I'm the Executive Vice President. I actually head up our HR outsourcing division, so we help different companies manage their HR from technology all the way to their HR issues. So, we work with quite a few hoteliers and the rest of the hospitality industry every day. So hopefully we can give you some good advice.
That's good. Tim?
I'm Tim Umanik. I'm a senior sales consultant at Innova Payroll, and I specialize in the hospitality industry.
So it's no secret, labor shortages continue to be a major hurdle for hotel operators. And attracting talent and keeping that talent is tougher than ever. So tell me a little bit about how investing in HR technology, streamlining the whole hiring process, offering your clear career growth path, how do all these things help us with this challenge?
Well, I can start with that, Tim. I think first of all, we have to focus on the fact that the pandemic and the changing world has really changed the employees' expectations. So we really have to focus on finding a holistic approach to attracting these employees. And, we'll touch on a few of those throughout the segment, but you also have to focus on retaining them. So it's not just on recruiting. You've got to find a way to retain these employees. Maybe we're going to focus more on long-term part-time employees as opposed to the traditional full-time employee, because part-time employees, they can go home and meet their kids after school, or they can maybe take a class. So, maybe we just have to shift our thinking too. So we'll explore a lot of those things.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I really like how you talk about the full life cycle. That's not just the upfront recruiting.
Right.
Absolutely. Those are some great points, Mary. Some other items we can dive a little more deeply into is career development is really important. Employees are looking for that ability to have a career path today. In fact, LinkedIn just came out with a study that shows that 94% of employees will stay longer at a job if they have a career path in front of them. Whether they develop and move up or not, they stay longer at the job. And if every one of our customers could add just a couple months of longevity for every employee, it would make a big, big difference for that company. A couple other things is having a system that's totally integrated on an HCM basis. So when you have that applicant tracking system that's integrated with your onboarding system, it's a seamless situation for the employee, and they can see, oh, this is a great experience. Everything's electronic. Everything's automated. And also having those HCM systems be bilingual. Spanish is a big part of the hospitality population for associate population. So having that, everything from the onboarding in Spanish all the way through the communication from the company and their pay subs is very important for customers to be able to see it. One other item that we're finding companies deploying is some benefits that are no or low cost to the company. For example, early wage access. The ability for an associate to get their pay before payday. I got a call the other day from one of the owners on one of his properties. An associate came on, and she was very upset. And the GM asked what was going on, and she shared that her husband was at the veterinarian's office right then with their pet. They didn't have the money right then, for the medication the pet needed. The GM said, "Hey, we have an early wage access ability for you. You can get the money today to take care of it." That associate was so excited. Retention is probably going to be a little longer with that associate now. And, that costs nothing to the company, and there's no risk to the organization.
Wow. I can just imagine the loyalty that breeds.
Yeah, another right? Cool, yeah.
Meeting the employee where they're coming from.
Instant gratification.
It is. I love that word. The thing I think about is the streamlining of that onboarding, right? Like when you have the technology, you're not worried about, okay, I have to have my resume and then it's going to be picked up by some fool.
Yep.
It goes into the HCM system.
Yep.
It just flows, and then now you got payroll activated.
Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you're rich.
Right.
Well, you got money in your pocket.
Well, I mean, you saved my pet in the example.
Right.
What?
No,
that's a true story. I mean, and that really made a difference for that person. And it felt good for me also. It's like, I was part of that. I helped that person, right?
Yeah.
It brings meaning to what we do at a gig.
Exactly. It puts it more in perspective than just piece us up.
No, I'm with you.
Awesome. Hotels are investing in wellness programs, flexible scheduling, better work-life balance strategies, implementing meaningful recognition programs, and fostering a supportive workplace culture goes a long way to increase job satisfaction and reducing burnout.
Hmm.
Can both of you tell me a little bit more about how Innova helps here?
Well, I can start, and I'll give you more of a broad brushstroke on my feeling about that, and I'll also tie back into our first segment. I think that, you know, employees nowadays and your workforce, they want to feel like they belong. They want to feel that they're not just getting a paycheck, and we have to find ways to make them feel that way. And HR has become a very challenging role because you're expected to not only manage the technology and you'll be able to get analytics at a, you know, at a drop of a finger, but you also are charged with finding ways to make these employees feel engaged and to make them feel part of something bigger. So we've got to come up with ways to make these employees feel like they're special and make them feel like they're part of a community. Also recognizing employees for the things that they do. And, you know, we've always heard of the Employee of the Month Award. Yeah, that's cool. But how do you get that? Maybe the peers are the ones saying, okay, you need to be our Employee of the Month Award, get that award because you went above and beyond. And that's okay, but maybe Parag sends a special note with the Employee of the Month Award. So the CTO also acknowledges that you've been a great employee. And I think that makes them feel like it's genuinely important and they've really contributed. So yeah, there are lots of things you can do with technology, but you also have to find ways to make employees feel like they're valued and part of something.
That's absolutely right. I love to take employees out to lunch.
I know.
Oh, well, you know.
It's been a long time. Yeah, let's go lunch.
Yeah. This is so exciting.
Absolutely. And that recognition is really important. And we can utilize the intranet that is available in our CRM system to put shout outs to those employees that have gone above and beyond to make a guest experience better. And often companies are adding a little gift card to go along with that. You know, Hilton and Marriott are very big on doing those kind of things. And also social events within the organization to make us all feel a little more together. Right. You can have those trivia nights. You can have a picnic, and then you can take those pictures and you can upload it onto the intranet so everyone can see those type of things. You can also use that intranet to drill all the way down to one group, congratulate Mary, she has a new puppy, or you can make an announcement that goes across the whole organization, congratulate someone who's done something that's really extraordinary.
Really like that. I think it breeds great teaming, right? Especially I like the idea of, you know, one employee really recognizing another. So it's not only, you know, the CTO, so let me take you out to lunch, but I get to see, hey, look, Jane Doe and Jack Doe, they're really congratulating each other and putting out specifics of why they, you know, get along.
It creates a great team environment.
It does. It does. I think everybody wins. All right. Well, Mary and Tim, you're going to love, well, I'd love, this next topic, which is technology and human resource automation. Okay? I don't know why I like this so much, but we can guess. So the hospitality industry is embracing automation. HR is no exception to that. Now, some of the things that our two companies do together, we actually integrate labor management systems with these HR platforms, so that hotels can improve their efficiency, reduce their administrative burdens, enhance the overall employee experience. I know we talked about streamlining that experience, even just from recruiting, onboarding. Technology allows hotel operators to focus less on the paperwork and more on our people, the true assets of our companies, right? So why don't you guys tell me a little bit more about how technology and HR automation coming together is really helping our industry?
Well, I'll start just by saying that, you know, we'd all be terribly naive if we thought that this was going to slow down. You know, it's only going to get more pervasive. AI is going to, you know, do away with a lot of the mundane tasks that we're doing right now. And, you know, it's not the beginning, because HR technology has been doing that for years now, but it's only going to get more pervasive. But what I'd like to just mention, and you and I spoke a little bit about this earlier, it's not just about AI and it's not just about technology. It shouldn't replace the human factor. It has to supplement it. So, you know, you may have the best recruitment platform in the world that can go through 1,000 resumes and applicants and find the 5 ones that are perfect for the job you've posted. But you know what AI can't do is AI can't have a Zoom call with that candidate and see who's going to be a better fit with the rest of your team.
That's right.
And who's going to be able to give a great customer experience. You know, those are the things you can only do as a person. So, you know, I think it's important for us to remember that even though AI and HR technology, which Tim's going to talk to you about and I deal with every day, is very important, it can't replace that human interaction. And it shouldn't. And, you know, we have built in our platform, Inova, a fantastic HR onboarding program where, you know, employees can seamlessly log on and do all this onboarding. But, you know, who's going to meet with them at the end of the onboarding cycle or on their first day and say, you know, here's where you hang your coat when you come in the morning, and let me check in with you for the next week or so to make sure that you're not having any problems. So those are the things that you have to remember, that you don't want to, you just want to supplement each other. You know, there's always going to be a need for people. But Tim will talk to you a little bit about, you know, how we have made a lot of those things much more efficient, how we integrate with the M3 platform. Managers, GMs who are so busy trying to get all this paperwork filled out and everything that they don't have time to sit down with the employee when they come in the first day. And I think that that's what employees want and need. So hopefully it's going to make things better. And
I think you're right. Tim, you want to add to that?
Absolutely. And Mary's right about that. And where the industry is driving towards is elimination of silos of information that stand alone. Mm-hmm. So an applicant tracking system that doesn't integrate with the payroll engine, which doesn't integrate with the accounting software or the time collection system or benefits or the 401k. We have to eliminate all those silos of information, which we have effectively done with our partnership with M3, so that our HR professionals can focus on that strategy of making things better for the associates as well as guests by taking away all those tactical items they have to deal with and automating all those items.
That's right.
And that's really where the industry is going.
That's right.
Another thing that we're seeing in hospitality that's making a difference is using HCM mobile apps instead of being at your desk. Mm. You can do anything on the mobile app that you can do on a laptop or a desktop. So you can have a general manager walking the property and improving the guest experience. And if something comes in that he has to respond to, he can handle it right on his mobile app and keep on impacting that property in a positive way. So these are the things that we're seeing coming.
That is awesome. And Tim, I know we work together on, you know, the exchange of information, the reducing of those silos. And I've seen us, you know, work together on building very strong APIs so that information flows freely. We get that real-time experience on the mobile phone. I think our partnership is, you know, really the key to make all of that seamless.
And yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, this is a topic that employees care about, which is wages, wage increase, compensation strategies. I know this isn't the end-all and tell-all, but this is a very important factor for our employees. So rising wages are putting a lot of pressure on hotels, and we're actually having to rethink our compensation strategies, right? So minimum wage hike, competitive job markets, it's so complex. How do the hoteliers stay ahead? So transparency in the pay structure and creative compensation strategies, that can go a long way to ensure that hotels remain competitive without sacrificing their profitability, right? Tell me some of the strategies that Inova has in this area.
I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't all recognize that, you know, the increased wages have affected every industry, not just hospitality, although I would venture to say that it's been impacted more so than many industries just because of the labor pool. But you know, you've got to come up with ways to focus on things other than just base pay, because, you know, you can only pay somebody so much. So you've got to come up with ways to incentivize them to work hard and feel like they're earning their keep at the same time as contributing to the overall success of the organization. A couple of things that I've seen, because, you know, I work with several different hotels, and, performance-based incentives are, they're a great way to do that. But to your point, people want to know, what are the metrics involved to get that performance-based incentive? And they also want to be part of a team environment to get that incentive. So what's interesting is, you know, we talk about being part of a team culture and how employees really like that nowadays. So making those performance-based incentives not only just on your performance, but on your department. Let's say you get, you know, so many customer guest satisfaction surveys in a quarter, and then your department gets a whole bonus. And, you know, it makes them feel like they're contributing to their team's financial well-being too, and not just their own. And it's kind of cool for them. You know, they feel like, okay, we're part of a team. Let's make this happen. So that's one way I've seen. I've also seen the retention bonuses. I have a great example of a client who gives a $500 bonus to employees who have been there for a year on their anniversary, and then it rises to $1,000 after 2 years. So those are, you know, great ways to do that. But what I will mention here is that I think we've got to remember to keep those, you know, I talked earlier about the part-time employees.
Yes.
I think you've got to keep those part-time people in that eligibility pool. So, you know, having a long-term part-time employee is just as important as having a long-term full-time employee, because they contribute to that consistency of the guest experience. They've been there long enough. They're happy because they're able to pick up their kid from school. So you want to make sure you don't leave them out of that whole retention bonus policy.
That's true. That's true. And I also like your comment about, you know, the performance, all the creative things, inclusion and performance-based, because it aligns the employer's objectives and needs to remain profitable and also reward not only the individual, but also the team.
Right.
So everything's very well aligned that way. Cool. Very creative ideas. I love them. Tim, you want to add any more?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of good points there, Mary. And the variable pay is becoming more and more important for companies. In fact, the average company spends about 6-7% of their wages in variable, and that can go up to 30% or so for managers. Where we can help, and your software system can help, is a lot of companies use the stick part of their human capital management systems. You know, points for being late, no-shows, write-ups up through and infractions up to and including termination. But there's also the carrot side of these systems, where we can have performance write-ups. If you meet certain criteria, you'll get certain bonuses. And those are resonant within our system and many others. Some of the other things that Mary had mentioned, retention bonuses and also perfect attendance bonuses. We're seeing a lot of that being deployed, and also using this variable type of pay to attract individuals for those hard to fill roles.
And you know what I hear you saying is having those hooks with all these different creative ideas here really can allow you and the employer to really impact the behavior, so you can give the optimal guest experience this way. So effective training programs don't just improve our overall service quality, guest experience, they also increase the employee satisfaction and retention that we've been talking about and all of the other questions I've asked you. Hotels that invest in ongoing training initiatives, they're going to be better positioned to adapt to industry changes and deliver top-tier guest experiences, I think. Why don't you tell me about how Inova helps us do this?
Yeah. Well, I'll start and just expand on what you said. I mean, training and upskilling, it's not an option. I mean, you have to do it for a number of reasons. I mean, obviously, you want to be able to handle those changes in your needs, whether they're seasonal or whether someone leaves or whatever. But how you do that can really impact the employee's view of that and how they perceive the training process and ultimately their retention and how it affects the guests. So, you know, one of the things that I think is important, obviously, is cross-training. I do have a client that has their front desk people work in the housekeeping occasionally, or the food and beverage department, or vice versa. It's important because you may need someone in that area, but there are a couple other reasons why it's important. Because, you know, we talk a little bit about that teamwork and that camaraderie. you get to interact with people you wouldn't normally interact with when you do that. And it becomes a more cohesive group where someone walks by you and you're like, oh, I worked with Ella in housekeeping last week. So you get to know each other. So I think that kind of broadens your horizon in the hotel itself and gets you to engage more with the rest of the people you work with, which is super important. But what I do think is cool is it also highlights for you those people that are willing to do it with a smile, that want to learn something new, that want to go work in housekeeping and see what Ella's doing every week. And they're not afraid to try something new, because that's when you start to find your high performers or your people who are going to be long-term employees and people who maybe you want to shift into a leadership program. So cross-training serves lots of different purposes, not just fulfilling that seasonal need of a labor shortage. So I think it's really important to do that.
Very good, Tim. I'm sure you have a lot to add on that topic.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a real movement in hospitality to deploy learning management systems beyond the brand training that's required, right, by many of the brands. But if you really want to be able to upskill your employees and retain those people, you really need to start training them in different ways for what's important to you, the culture of the company, what you know is the best way of doing things. So the learning management system, the LMS, that's really being deployed a lot, and it integrates with the rest of your human capital management system. So when an HR professional wants to deploy a new training, can see exactly what housekeeping people need to have this training, and then you can track who's actually taken that training and who's still outstanding and send notices out automatically. Please remember to take your training. So a lot of training being deployed that is specific to role. And let's talk about housekeeping, way to be most efficient while still being in a safe manner. Well, what we're seeing a trend to breaking those down to smaller training modules, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just-in-time delivery. It makes it a little easier for those employees to absorb that training. And over time, they become proficient. And we're seeing a lot of that happen. So
it's overwhelming with that, it sounds like.
It is. And then to make it a little more fun, you can gamify the experience. Make it you win something, even if it's a gift card or anything, gold star. You can make it a little bit of a competition, a little bit fun among the associates, so they can really have a little bit of fun with that. Another item, soft skills. It's a great way to use these learning management systems to develop those soft skills. How does a front desk person handle a guest that's a little irate and make sure that person walks away with a great experience saying they solved my problem? So by controlling these learning systems yourself in your own company, it really goes a long way to improving your own brand and your employees' experience, as well as the guests.
And, my team focuses on HR outsourcing. So we have all the technology, but I think what you've heard from me is a little more of the soft stuff. And, you have to have that too. So we can really give them all of that combined with the amazing technology that we all bring to the table.
Yeah. So. And I love that we don't have to integrate. I remember in my former life, I built LMS systems. Okay. But now we're talking about the combination of all of these systems coming together. So the hotel operator doesn't have to know all.
Right. It's all in the same place. Fantastic.
That is awesome. All right. Hey, Tim, that last segment, you really brought it home to me, not only this one-stop shop thinking, which I sort of threw in there, but also, for our joint customers, it's not just the creative ideas and HR processes, compensation, nor the technology, state of our technology and integration. It's also the fact that our joint customers, we don't just leave them at this. It's not like the day ends and we deploy the software and you're done, right? There's a lot more to do. So, Mary, can you add a little bit more about how we go well beyond the software here?
Certainly, yeah. That's a great point. We also, and my team that works within Inova handles HR outsourcing. We call it HR Assist, because we don't necessarily need to take over the HR function. Well, sometimes we just assist with the HR function. We have many different levels depending on what a client needs. But we do. We help them with compliance. We help them with soft skills. We help them manage onboarding of new employees. We help them with whatever they need. And that doesn't just stop once the client gets on board. We continue that service all the way throughout their life cycle with us. And that engagement can evolve to many different things depending. And many of our clients we meet with on a biweekly basis just to see what HR issues are coming up with them. So we really try to, you know, try to make sure that they're taken care of and, you know, they're not just thrown to the wolves when they get on our software.
Now, Mary, you remind me, you know, I'm a CTO, so we focus, hyper-focus on the technology and all, but we are in HR, we're in the business of people and it's delivered by people.
Right.
So when I said one-stop shop of technology, it's not just that. It's one-stop shop of a turnkey solution, a business delivering a people business with people.
Right.
Right.
No, for sure. For sure. And I think, Tim, we've got a great example of somebody we're trying to help that needs all that, right? A mutual client.
That's right. And it's someone who's also looking at M3. They're currently with a professional employer organization, which means the employees actually work for another company. And the owner wants to bring all that control back into him, so into his organization, so he can improve for those associates. And so in working with M3 and with Mary's group, Mary's team can kind of be like that HR department down the hall, but we will do all the software for them. And with all the integrations that we have with APIs with M3 for the time system, for the accounting system, and also our integrations that we have with workers' compensation and with the healthcare carriers, all that can be done in one database under one system, making it so easy for that owner to bring that business back under his control so he can really form it and improve it.
That is so good. It's the one-stop shop for the business of people.
Yep, exactly.
Outstanding, Mary and Tim. So by embracing technology, improving workplace culture, investing in employee growth, hoteliers can create a sustainable and successful business in 2025 and beyond. It's truly making this one-stop shop for the business of people with the combination of our software and the services as we talked about throughout. So now I'd like to thank the audience for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with all your fellow hoteliers. So until next time, let's keep innovating and elevating our hospitality industry. Any final thoughts, Mary, Tim, you guys?
It's been great. Enjoyed it. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thanks for having us.
I love it. Thank you, guys.
This recording is copyrighted by M3 LLC. Any use or redistribution without M3's express consent is strictly prohibited.